Sometimes they just say he's country.
Okay.
Or from the sticks.
Yeah.
Or a hillbilly.
Yeah. Do you know the term Hoosier?
Hoosier.
Uh-huh. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I've heard it.
And what does that mean?
I'm not sure.
I don't either. Okay.
If you use it with them, I think it goes with another word all the time to describe kind of where somebody came from. I've heard it used as a mountain Hoosier.
Uh-huh.
For people that came out of the mountains.
Yeah, okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, or, you know, if it's not quite any time, you might look at your watch and say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
almost.
Okay.
Some people might say nearly,
mm-hmm.
but it's nearly midnight instead of almost.
Okay. If you slip, say, on ice and had to catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place. Watch out, I
slip there, don't you fall.
If someone's waiting for you to get ready so you can, so they can leave, like wait for you to get dressed to go somewhere.
And that's what Granddaddy had to do all the time. He had to wait for me all the time.
And what did if he could holler in and said, hey, are you going to be ready pretty soon? And you might answer.
Just in a minute.
Yeah. If you're wanting to know, say you're taking a trip and want to know the distance you are from somewhere else, you might stop, say, and ask somebody, say if you were going to...
How far is it to Tallulah Falls?
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you were pointing out something nearby to me, you might, and it was, you're pretty much excited, you want me to look at it right then, you might turn to me and say...
Look yonder.
Okay. If you want to know how many times somebody goes to town, you might ask them. How would you ask them that?
How many times do you go to town in a day?
Okay. And if they went several times a day, they might say, I go very.
Very often.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go twice every day to work.
Mama hits it about that much at the grocery store now. If you agree with somebody, let's say somebody says, I'm not going to do that, and you're not going to do it either, so you respond, you say, to emphasize the fact that you also are not going to do it. So he says, I'm not going to do that, and you say,
I'm not going to either.
Okay. And if you wanted to have the form where you have, am I, if you wanted to use another form that's close to neither, I mean, close to either.
Neither.
Okay.
Neither am I.
Right. Which of those would you probably use, most likely use? Which phrase? Neither am I or, what was that other one? Me either.
Me either, I guess, is what I'd most likely use.
Okay. What's this part of the body called?
Forward.
Okay. How about that?